This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We were going to focus a little bit on red tape today in City Hall. We were told today that Vancouver wants to reduce the amount of business licenses the city offers from 570 down to 88. Not a bad idea, if you ask me. There's also been talk that some folks dealing with City Hall in regards to applications for housing have said the city has been too slow. And one of the reasons, some people say, it's self-inflicted because staff are still working from home. Right now, staff are required to be at the office twice a week. Someone said that's not enough. We need them back. Now, in New Westminster, where Daniel Fontaine is a city councillor, he is hoping to introduce a motion that would essentially modernize and streamline development approvals so they can build more housing as quickly as possible. He wants a 120-day working group tasked with bringing recommendations back to city council. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Jess.
So how much of a challenge is this in New Westminster?
Very much as a challenge. We know that it takes an incredible long period of time to get any development from the concept stage through to getting shovels in the ground to actually having people living in housing. And we know that every month that housing is delayed and is caught up in a myriad of different hoops that we put those housing projects through, we know that it both costs money and ends up reducing the ability for us to provide affordable housing. And it also, causes our staff time in terms of the amount of staff that we need to commit to these projects that have to go through various hoops. So we know it's a problem, and we need to start thinking out of the box in terms of finding some solutions.
Is this just not a case of where you hire more employees who can go through these applications and get them through the door, that it's not the rules necessarily, it's just the lack of staff that can move these projects through?
I'm not convinced of that yet, Jazz. I've heard that argument that if we hire another, 50, 100 people, suddenly the problem will disappear. I mean, you look at the amount of people that Vancouver's hired, and they've hired a lot of additional planners and folks within their department, and that you can look at the outcomes. I'm not necessarily convinced that hiring a whole group of folks will suddenly make this process faster or more less cost. I think we have to look at the procedure, and that's what my motion is about tonight, looking at the procedures, the policies, the processes that we've got in place, things that we maybe implemented 10, 20, 30 years ago that are no longer applicable, and maybe they're causing friction or they're causing things to be delayed. And that's why I'm saying we don't need 120 years to do this. Let's bring the experts together in 120 days and have them come back to council with some recommendations on things that we can move quickly on to adapt and to perhaps streamline the process, and let's get going. That's precisely what the motion's about.
I'm curious what, in your mind, and I'm not going to hold you to it because it's hard to sort of just pick a number, but for a single family home and let's say a three-story apartment building, what should the appropriate approval time be in your mind for a single family home? Is it waiting 3 months? Is it 6 months? Is it a year? And a three-story rental apartment building, like what in your mind is a good time that you should be able to get these projects approved?
Well, I can tell you, Jazz, I've been watching with great interest the city of Kelowna, which is implementing a pilot project funded by the province, which is using AI, artificial intelligence, to actually review the applications. And I'm told that if it's a standard application and if you put in the proper materials all through the digital portals, you can get your building permit in 3 minutes. So we know there are ways to, we've got to start thinking out of the box. We've got to start using technology better. We've got to make sure that, every day and every month that we add to the delays in terms of things like renovations or building new homes, it just adds to the cost of housing. And then we all look at ourselves at the end and ask why housing is so expensive. Well, part of the problem is it's our own processes and our own procedures. So for me, Jazz, to answer your question, I think if it's taking us 6 to 12 months now, let's find a way of cutting that in half. And I think that we can do that by supporting the motion tonight and getting the experts in the room, having them come back with some low-hanging fruit, and let's move on with it.
AI, I didn't realize they were doing that in Kelowna. My God, so everything is down to the algorithm.
Well, I've only heard about the project through some stuff I've read in the media. It's fascinating. It sounds like they're working, I believe, with Microsoft and funded by the province, but they've been able to take all their bylaws, their procedures, their policies, provide it through AI, and then have folks submit their application in, and apparently it can spit out a permit within 3 minutes. It analyzes everything very quickly, and if you're not in compliance, it will actually tell you in that same amount of time where you need to be compliant. So it speeds up that process. They still have, Jazz, inspectors. They still have things inspected by humans. All that stuff is still happening. But the front-end process for getting your application approved is apparently, at least from what I've read, offers opportunity for incredible efficiencies.
Well, if that thing takes off, no need for city planners and probably elected officials, some would argue, Daniel.
Well, I think I've answered your question, Jazz, as to whether or not we necessarily need to hire hundreds more people. I think, those people don't exist right now. They're just, we're already facing shortages. We can't even find enough staff as it is. But if AI offers an opportunity, maybe it's one tool in the toolkit that we could look at. And if the province is interested in it, and cities like Kelowna are there, and they're prepared to share their information, which I'm told they are, maybe there'll be other cities that will adapt to that and people will benefit as a result.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that program in Kelowna. Maybe give them a call tomorrow, check out what they're doing. Daniel, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.